we come here to celebrate a new voice, the American poet, the American scene, D.H. Rumsfeld.
We're not here to tell jokes. This is not funny.
No.
It's about literature. It's about literature and enlightenment. And I'm going to read just a few things. A man named Mr. Hart Seeley, he's an esteemed literary critic, and he has, in a sense, discovered and put D.H. Rumsfeld into the annals of American poetry. And this is what he's said. He said, "We should all be listening. Rumsfeld's poetry is paradoxical. It uses playful language to address the most somber subjects, war, terrorism, mortality. His work, with its dedication to fractured rhythms of the plain-spoken vernacular, is reminiscent of Williams Carlos Williams. Some readers may find that Rumsfeld's gift for offhand quotidian pronouncements is as entrancing as Frank O'Hara's." Marshall's going to read the first poem.
This is verbatim, and it was gotten from the Department of Defense news briefing, February 12th, 2002. The unknown. "As we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know, but there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know."
I find this next one particularly moving. It's from the defense news briefing of December 6, 2001, and it's called "Glass Box." "You know, it's the old glass box at the gas station where you're using those little things trying to pick up the prize and you can't find it. It's... And it's all those arms going down in there, and so you keep dropping it and picking it up again and moving it. But some of you are probably too young to remember those glass boxes. But they used to have them at the gas station when I was a kid."
In the next poem, D.H. Rumsfeld attempts a haiku. Normally, a haiku is in 14 syllables, but Rumsfeld pushes through the envelope with 32 syllables. This was spoken upon the world May 16, 2001, in an interview with the New York Times. A confession. "Once in a while, I'm standing here doing something, and I think, what in the world am I doing here? It's a big surprise."
And now we're back to the Department of Defense, February 28th, 2003. It's called "Happenings." "You're going to be told lots of things. You get told things every day that don't happen. It doesn't seem to bother people. They don't. It's printed in the press. The world thinks all these things happen. They never happened. Everyone's so eager to get the story before, in fact, the story's there, that the world is constantly being fed things that haven't happened. All I can tell you is, it hasn't happened. It's going to happen."
Mm-hmm. the oeuvre of D.H. Rumsfeld is compressed in this tiny piece, which was early on in his poetic career, June 9th, 2001, called The Digital Revolution. Oh, my goodness gracious, what you can buy off the internet in terms of overhead photography. A trained ape can know an awful lot of what is going on in this world just by punching on his mouse for a relatively modest cost.
This one is from October 12, 2001, and once again, it's the Defense Department. The situation. Things will not necessarily be continuous. The fact that they are something other than perfectly continuous ought not to be characterized as a pause. There will be some things that people will see. There will be some things that people won't see. And life goes on.
Children should learn that one. Department of Defense, February 28, 2003. Clarity. I think what you'll find is whatever it is we do substantively, there will be more near perfect clarity as to what it is. And it will be known, and it will be known to the Congress, and it will be known to you, probably before we decide it. But it will be known. And I just want to mention, these are the poems that were selected for tonight, that D.H. Rumsfeld, Don, is also personally the wealthiest person in the current administration. His aggregate wealth is over $100 million.
And very few poets can make that claim.
I think the way to think about that is that, because I tend to be conservative and cautious, if you go from a transition period and then you go to something other than that, the wonderful opportunity to do that